Maggie?
So when we see someone with breast cancer and they relapse and we re-biopsy them, we repeat their markers. But when you have colon cancer, do you go back to the original cancer and test that, or do you test the metastatic cancer?
That is a great question, because there's a lot of research that's going on. And in general, in the setting of anti-EGFR therapy, probably there's a very, very strong correlation between primary metastasis and early and late. Now, where that may change is in the use of anti-EGFR therapy, where really you are, from an evolutionary standpoint, you're selecting out mutations that are resistance mutations, sort of like in lung cancer. Lung cancer doctors have been doing this for a long time. So a few years ago, we went back to one of my panitumumab trials, and we had samples banked. And Luis Diaz, who's at Johns Hopkins, and the Bert Vogelstein group, went and looked, and these patients were all, then we were only looking at exon 2 KRAS. They were all KRAS wild type. And in the circulating DNA, all negative. And then before they relapsed, you would be able to pick up KRAS mutations in the circulating DNA. This has been expanded because this was only a couple years ago. I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. Now the technology is much better. Things like other sort of liquid biopsies. And what you can see is we're once again following in the path of lung cancer, that you can see not just RAS mutations, but other resistance mutations, things that we don't see in the primary tumor, like extracellular domain mutations in EGFR, but really it's only under the pressure of the treatment. So back to your original question is that normally no. So if you have someone who needs, you're not going to use cetuximab, but let's say panitumumab, then the original tumor is fine.
Okay. And do you believe that the liquid biopsies are as good as tissue?
They're different. And so when you have tissue, you're looking at one piece of tissue. And then we know that there is tumor heterogeneity. And I think what happens is that further on, and this is more opinion, but if you go, this has been looked at renal cell. There were some really interesting cases where they went and asked a GIST, and we were talking about GIST really briefly, is that if you go and look at 10 different metastases, it'll be a little bit different mutations in each. I'm not certain necessarily how to use the liquid biopsy. And my feeling is if the panitumumab stopped working or the cetuximab stopped working, it stopped working.
Right.
And so I think it's interesting. I don't know what to do. Like many of these tests, I'm not certain necessarily what to do with the data. So I tend to do it in people I don't have tissue, so I don't have to do a biopsy. I use it kind of sporadically.
Before I ask Gigi if she has any questions, let me just get out the rest of the data, and then we can just talk about biomarkers, because I feel like this may be one of the most important parts that we need to get to. So we talked about the BRAF.